Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I want to read from the book of Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 35, a well-known portion of scripture that says, "On the same day, when evening had come, he," meaning Jesus, "said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, a tempest, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling with water. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Well-known portion of scripture. In fact, I've heard a lot of sermons about that recently, and that scripture has helped me a lot in a situation that I've been going through some time ago, and I shared this in the last session. And if you missed any of these radio programs, by the way, you could go to a website called bibleissues.org and look for the audio sermons link, and you will be able to see all of our radio programs. So last time I talked about a sleeping problem that I had. I went through about 6 weeks where I had tremendous anxiety and stress, and I was barely able to sleep during those 6 weeks. In fact, I was even afraid that that problem would cause me to die, or worse, get into some major health problems. And I was able to go through that. God was able to help me through it, deal with the anxiety and the sleep. And I talked about some of the natural remedies I implemented last time. But today I want to talk about this particular scripture and how this scripture really helped me to deal with it. Whenever you're going through trials, the temptation is to think God has forsaken you, or God is punishing you, or you did something wrong and now you're being punished for it. And that may be true, that may not be true, but it really doesn't matter. Because the temptation is to think God has forsaken you, and that thought is incorrect. If you're a child of God, if you're a born again Christian, God said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God said, "I am with you always." It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you think you did. Maybe you did nothing, maybe you did something, maybe you deserve what you're going through. But it doesn't matter. Christianity is not about what we deserve. Nobody is going to go to heaven because they deserve it. Nobody is saved because they deserve it. We all deserve to perish. But it's by God's grace we are saved, we are standing, we are in the faith. Everything is by God's grace. So even if you deserve torture in this life, it doesn't mean God is going to give you that. This is simply not about what we deserve. It is about what God promised. And He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And I compared the situation I was going through, and many of you could compare the situation that you were going through, to the situation that the disciples went through. Jesus told them, "Let's go over to the other side." It was His idea. It wasn't their idea. Jesus is the one who said, "Let's go over to the other side." They went on the boat, and then a tempest came up. to the point where the disciples were afraid for their life. Now you have to understand that these disciples were experienced fishermen, right? They had fished on that sea many times. They probably experienced a lot of storms. But yet, on this occasion, they were afraid for their life to the point where they had to wake Jesus up. And this was clearly an unusual storm. This was clearly more severe than anything that they had experienced in the past. Maybe it was demonic, who knows? I don't want to get into the habit of blaming demons for every problem in life, because ultimately God is in control, and the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. So chastening and trials come from God. And yes, God may use the devil, but I don't want to get into that habit of giving the devil credit and glory for every trial that you go through. So was the storm a demonic storm? I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But it was clearly something that was unusual. It was something that was more severe than what the disciples were accustomed to, because they were experienced fishermen, yet they were terrified. So if there's something in the sea that will scare fishermen, it has to be something really scary. And what was disheartening in all of this is that Jesus was right there in the boat with them, yet he was sound asleep. He was on a pillow. Mark's version of the gospel says he was asleep on a pillow. And the storm is raging around them. Have you ever gone through a trial and you felt like, based on the way God is responding to it, you felt like God is asleep while all hell is breaking loose around you? Do you feel like God is asleep and God is just not hearing your prayer? I'm pretty sure that's how the disciples felt. The Bible says the storm was so severe that water started to come into the boat and it started to fill with water. Obviously, it was going to sink if that happened. So they were probably there with their buckets, throwing water back out of the boat, you know, taking whatever maneuvers fishermen take. And Jesus is asleep in the boat. Have you ever felt like you're only seeing one set of footprints in the sand and you felt like God has forsaken you? Where is God when you need him the most? I'm pretty sure that's how the disciples felt. But they had Jesus in the boat, so they woke him up. And Jesus was annoyed that they woke him up. He rebuked them for not having faith, for being afraid. Now they were going through the trial of their life, and Jesus is rebuking them for their lack of faith. I know that probably hurt. That was probably worse than the fear of death itself. Moses experienced the same thing when he was at the Red Sea, trapped. So the Red Sea was in front of him. The Egyptian army was behind him, and the murmuring children of Israel was all around him. And he was doomed. He was trapped. He didn't know what they were going to do. But Moses managed to strengthen himself and said to the people, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Famous scripture that we quote all the time. Then God rebuked Moses and he said, "Why are you crying out to me? Just stretch forth the rod that I gave you." And Moses stretched forth the rod and the Red Sea parted. There again, we see Moses in one of the most trying situations in his life, crying out to God, and God rebuked him. How many times have you felt like you're going through a severe trial? God is nowhere to be found. And you're crying out to God. You're doing everything that you're supposed to do. You're getting everybody to pray for you. You're crying out to God. You're seeking his face, you're fasting, yet it feels like God is nowhere to be found. But I'm here to tell you that even though it may seem like God is sleeping, Jesus was still in the boat. He was still in the boat, and he was just waiting for the right time, because he knew at any moment he could just rebuke that wind and those waves, and they would have no choice to obey him. He knew that he could calm that storm anytime he wanted. God knew he could part the Red Sea anytime he wanted. But he allowed them to reach the stage of desperation where they had no other resort. At the very last minute, that's when he came through and rescue them. So it may seem like God is asleep, but God is right there. God is in the boat. Jesus is in the boat. That is something that helped me. All hell is breaking loose around you, but Jesus was right there in the boat. And I'm here to tell you that he is right there in your boat as well. He was in my boat, and he was in the disciples' boat. He was right there, just waiting, just overseeing the whole situation, just waiting for the right time to step in and say, all right, enough is enough. There's a story about the eagle, about the mother eagle who has a baby eagle that it is trying to nurture and grow into an adult eagle. So at some point in this eagle's life, the eagle has to learn how to fly. The mother eagle would take the baby eagle, throw him off the nest. And of course, the eagle doesn't know how to fly, so he would be falling to his death. But the mother eagle would be flying right there, just waiting. And if the mother eagle realizes that the baby is not flying, she will just swoop in underneath, take him up, and then carry him back to the nest. Then she will repeat that again, throw him off the nest. And the eagle is falling to his death, thinking to himself, this is it. I don't know what I did to deserve this. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I didn't eat the worm right. Maybe I committed some kind of sin. And God is fed up with me now. Maybe God has given up on me. And if the eagle doesn't learn how to fly, the mother eagle would swoop in, rescue him, and take him back. But one day, that eagle will learn to fly, and the mother eagle will let him go. But you see, the point I'm making, the mother eagle is right there. She didn't just throw him off the nest and left him. She was right there. Even though he was falling to his death, it seemed, the mother eagle was right there, just waiting, just overseeing the whole situation, and she was never going to let him die. And that is how it is with God. Jesus was asleep in the boat, but he was never going to let them perish in that storm. God is right there with you. You may not feel him, you may not sense him, and the fact that you're not feeling his presence may suggest to you that he has forsaken you. But no, he is in your boat. And he is just overseeing the whole situation. Maybe he's trying to teach you something. Maybe he's trying to work faith into you. Whatever it is, he is right there, overseeing the situation. And he is not going to allow you to perish. He's not going to allow the devil to destroy you. He is right there. And that helped me a lot. Just the knowledge that God is there. I may not feel him. I may not sense him. I may not feel the goosebumps. I may not feel the warmth of his presence, but his word said he was there. He was there for his disciples. He is there for me. And at what time I'm afraid, I trust in him. When the time was right, God came, delivered me from my situation, and I pray that he will deliver you from whatever you're going through. God, whether it be a sickness, a trial, a family problem, a financial problem, sometimes God comes through miraculously. Sometimes God sends people with the solution. Sometimes God just lets you know what the solution is. And I pray that God will come through for you, either supernaturally or naturally. It doesn't really matter in the end. But remember this, God is right there in the boat with you, overseeing the situation, and he will not let you fall. Feel free to call me at 343-5014 if you have any questions or comments. And I'll see you all next time. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.